Are there bills to pass around?
Yes.
And get signed? So we'll start out with Bruce. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the
so moved.
May 7th, 2013 meeting. Second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll postpone approval of purchase orders and invoices. They're still going around.
Can I make a motion we approve them pending?
Sure.
Signing.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the purchase orders, invoices, and resolutions.
I'll make a motion we'll
is there a second?
Approve them pending any questions after we sign.
Is there a second?
Second.
The big numbers are right there, aren't they? On your
can you make the second and vote?
No, he seconded.
Really get the hell out of here.
He seconded.
Joe.
Aye.
Jim. Bruce.
Aye.
I'm an aye. You want to go into project status, Kurt?
Sure. Administration billing VoIP, phone conversion. We've started working in the assessor's office to make their new data drops. Admin billing, Main Street ramp and north entrance. CDI is revising their drawings again. IT server room study. What this is, we need to take a look at the total space of the server room. Currently, it's way too large. It was built for the huge mainframes and everything way back.
Are you trying to keep it cool?
Trying to keep it cool.
It's too big?
Yeah. Look at the...
It costs us a lot of money to try and keep it cool if it's too... Just if it's oversized.
And then take a look at the electricity situation. Make sure we've got enough backup power. We also, with the new phone system, we need to supply backup power in all of the data closets going up the building.
Do you have an emergency circuit?
Yes, but the generator right now is pretty much at capacity. So we're going to take a look at the generator size.
Battery charger?
They've got UPSs on them already.
That would be it. Okay.
We received two RFQs. And we'd like to start negotiating with DSI, Inc. for the study. They've done a lot of these projects, very similar to what ours is. So I'd like to recommend them.
Is everything getting outdated? Or?
Yeah, the UPS is original. The main UPS is original to the building. Generator is also...
I mean, maybe one of these days you should have the fellow from IT come up here. Who's running IT now?
Timothy.
Maybe we need to talk to him, because if he's going to put a bunch of cloud-based solutions in, I don't want to be spending a lot of money on UPSs that we're not going to use.
Right. You know? And that's part of the thing, is to make sure that the UPS that we have, you know, is it correct size, oversized, if we can downsize, because the batteries aren't cheap either.
Looking for free.
Yep. Let's see. ADA improvements over at the annex. We installed one of the two wooden doors that we needed to, and modified a counter that was too long. The jail need study AAIC is working on the final draft for their presentation. Jail air conditioner compressor replacement, E-block, air conditioner compressor burnout, so we had to replace it.
How much did that cost?
That compressor was $1,800.
Holy tons.
It's a 7.5 ton, and our guys did it.
Okay.
Water heater replacement over the jail. The last original water heater failed. And then there's also another one in a block next to the one that failed that is leaking again. And that one's been replaced once. Woodrow facility employment training air conditioner compressor. One of theirs burned up, so we were replacing hints.
Right.
Health department down at Wood River, they bought a projector and screen for the Manley Auditorium. We installed that, and they also purchased a TV for their smaller conference room. We installed that. The administration building chiller rebuild started Monday, and they've got most of the compressor tore down already. Annex roof coating, the top priority started the roof coating yesterday. Facility tours, and I've got two resolutions also that we need to go over.
Do you use county property?
No, no use for county property this time.
We didn't approve them on number two?
Right.
We did approve on number two. Resolution to purchase electric power and resolution approval for the holiday schedule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And the holiday is July 4th.
We need to approve it.
We did.
Yeah.
We voted on it already. Request go into request. We'll postpone facility tours for whoever has time after the meeting and go into use of county property.
There was none.
Okay. I have an item for new business. Does anyone else have an item for new business?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mark Benight is here. He's here to talk to, I believe, he's here to talk about the air quality in the clerk's office.
Well, the courthouse in particular.
And you know what? Generally?
Yeah. Yeah.
Both floors? All floors?
All floors.
Okay.
And I don't believe it's... air quality kind of takes in a lot of things. Dust, moisture, pollutants.
Molds?
Could be, you know, I mean, mold is something that has to be determined by an environmental company, so... I'm going to be delivering my 6-month report about being circuit clerk over on the Judiciary Committee on Friday. But I believe I really thought that I should come here and talk to the Buildings Committee because one of the things that was the most surprising thing that I found when I moved over to the courthouse is that the environment is just not very good for the employees there.
So you're speaking about the air quality.
No, I'm speaking about in particular, I think the HVAC.
The what?
The heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system is not up to the job over there. It's not. It needs to be looked at. It really does need to be looked at. But it may not be HVAC. It may be the fact that the granite needs to be sealed or something. In my office, my small office, which is probably half.
Your personal office.
My personal office.
Not the clerk's space.
Half the size of this room here, I empty the humidifier twice a day.
See, that shouldn't happen.
Twice a day. I empty the
wow.
We have humidifiers running in every single corner of the office. Auxiliary, the $300 kind that you buy at Lowe's, running in every corner of the office. And it's even worse down in the basement where all of our records are filed, where our paper, where the files are stored. Besides that, I mean, we actually have, you know, what I could show you is that we have water that leaks in when it rains bad. It leaks into a corner of the basement. And then, of course, that's part of the reason why it leaks in the corner right underneath my office. That's one of the reasons my office is so moist.
There's so much humidity.
If you look at every one of the ventilation shafts, the vents from the ceiling, what you find is that there's a dark substance, you know, dirt, mold, whatever it is. It's on every vent, and that's on all four floors. Besides that, the air handlers are loud. Well, I'm coming here not just myself for the circuit clerk's office, but representing the chief judge. It's a frequent complaint by the judges that the air handlers are so loud that the jury sitting in the jury box can't hear the witnesses because we get this noise that's going on. And when you visit my office, you can actually sit there or come in and visit on the first floor. There are workstations that are underneath air handlers that are so loud that it's very hard for them to hear even to carry on a phone conversation. What I'm bringing this to you for is I realize you've got a lot on your plate. We've got a lot of buildings and everything like that. But I just simply want you to consider getting it on the list of work.
We're gonna do a walkthrough today.
There are things that I think need to be addressed. The building is going to be 100 years old. It will be celebrating its centennial next year. It was built 100 years from, literally from right now. It's been remodeled. It's been taken care of. And by the way, absolutely no criticism. Kurt, you probably know this already, but Friday night after the storms, he was here until 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, he was here back on Saturday, what, six in the morning. He was back here after a couple hours sleep. He's back here because he's making sure that the jail is out, the chillers are still going over there at the county morgue so the bodies don't defrost. He's got the detention home out there that he's worried about. In the meantime, I have my guy coming here worried about our servers that are over in the other building, and of course, Kurt's working with him to make sure that all of our data is safe over in the courthouse. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for a more dedicated staff in the buildings committee, our buildings, building and lands department, and you've got a great director.
Well, we appreciate that.
It's just as simply, in that case, is that we've got a lot on our plate, and I don't know that he has enough staff because the building I'm working in now has some signs of being neglected. If you look on the outside, when you go tour here, if you look on the outside, on the entrance that faces Main Street, there's actually plants growing out of the top of the entrance. That's not his fault. That's general upkeep that has to be on the ticker that we have to take a look at. I mean, I think it would be great if we did something to celebrate the centennial. By the way, this is I would never advocate the idea of having a new courthouse. This is a beautiful building. It just needs to be taken care of. I don't think we even need any more space. It's well utilized. It just needs a little bit more care. And it needs to be looked at.
Do you have control over there? So, I mean, I could go there and look and see what the discharge air temperature of each one of those units is. I would need to
normally run in the 60s.
If it, Mark, do you have any other things you'd like to talk to the committee about?
So there's the noise, the moisture, the dust. But it's not the general cleanliness that that the people who go over to clean it up at night. They do what they're supposed to do. The floor is clean, the trash is taken out, but there's a lot of dust. There is up on the third floor where nobody can get to it. You can see that there's actually dust building up on the outside of the fences. That dust, it gets up in the air. I mean, mm-hmm. The dust is not good.
Well,
for people.
You should have filters. You should have filters and return systems.
Well, it needs to be. It needs a serious cleaning.
There's a lot you have to understand too, Mark. You know, when you take a 100-year-old historical building and you want to add a 20th century amenity like air conditioning, for which it was never designed for, and you have the architectural needs of the building that need to be preserved too. You know, sometimes, especially, when was that building air conditioned, Kurt?
Originally, I'm not sure they had condensing units.
In the 70s?
90s, possibly.
Yeah.
And then mid-90s, we updated.
And we can go in there, Kurt and I can go in there, and whatever committee members wish to take a look at it, we're going to do a tour, and then I'm going to stop and talk with Kurt about how the system's laid out, and whether it uses discharge air reset or whether it uses an on-off upper, there are some things that we can do. Right now, we have to start with a problem, which we have.
Let me throw a couple more things at you. The other complaints that some of the judges have in some of the courtrooms, besides the noise level, lighting in some of the courtrooms are bad. It needs to be a little brighter. I don't take the.
I already changed the bulbs in that one.
Yeah, the judges that have better ideas on how their courtroom should be laid out. I don't even take that seriously because you would be building all the time. One of the last things, and this may be just courthouse lore, but there is a cesspool. The sewage goes into, and there's a pump that pumps it.
Yes, there is an ejection pump in the basement.
But you have a lift station in the basement? Hmm. Okay. Well, that's one of the things we have to look at.
Quite literally sometimes, and well...
Today, that wouldn't be the code.
For example, when the power was out for the weekend, that meant that, thank God, nobody was in the courthouse because nothing was getting out of there.
Well, yeah. It's gonna create sewage in the basement.
But we had an incident, I guess, last summer that where the pump was out. It was
a couple of years ago. There is an overflow, so it didn't come out of the tank.
But it fills up the building with the smell.
If it's below grade, wherever it overflows, it's not going to go into the sewer.
It's not in the building.
It's in the backup tank.
Building.
Okay. We got a backup tank.
Honestly, I don't know.
When they say that courtroom's full of it, they
but it is usually.
Do you have the original drawings?
Not the originals. I have remodeled drawings from early 90s.
Okay. I mean, that would be one thing that's way out on the wish list that we're going to spend money, working on the jail. It just upgrading the working environment for the people over there. And there's a big group, not just the clerks. Although I'm particularly concerned for my clerks, but the judges, all the other personnel, this security personnel, everybody that's over there, including the jurors and the members of the public that go in there. We could do better. I really think we can.
Okay, well, what I would suggest that we do, and all the other committee members have input too, is I would suggest that we put this on the agenda on an ongoing basis for the next few months anyway, that we go on a tour. Now, you're going to have to go on a tour, but myself and Kurt and whoever else would be interested in can go into the innards of the air handling system and how it's working and stuff like that if you wish. And then we can come back to the committee with a set of recommendations that could fix it.
Sounds good to me.
And if it's beyond the scope of our ability to fix it, well, we might have to get an engineering firm. You know, not an architectural firm, Joe, an engineering firm to look into it. So, does anybody have any other new business to bring before the committee? If seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn, and those that wish to can go on the courthouse tour with Detention Tome and CJC. I'll probably attend the courthouse tour. I probably won't get to the other ones, although I've been there before, so if there's no problems. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Seconded.
Aye.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
See you next time.